following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, everybody. Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody's got so many things to remember these days. Names, important dates. I think I have 30 passwords. Our work, our personal lives depend on remembering a lot of things. That's why I've been using Lumosity.com. It's customized for areas of the brain that you want to improve, like memory. It's important for me to always be ahead of the game. I talk for a living, right? I got to remember stuff. Lumosity.com helps me stay sharp. Think fast, be more focused. Lumosity.com is based on the latest innovations in neuroscience by harnessing the brain's natural ability to adapt to new stimuli. Helps you with mental functions like, you know, memory, attention, problem solving. Exercises are fun, and, you know, they take 5 minutes. Play online at work, even from an iPhone, with a Lumosity app. Go to Lumosity.com today, click the Start Training button, and create your own program. Select The Herd from the drop-down menu. Then start playing your first game. Lumosity.com. At sign up, select The Herd in your drop-down menu. There's a lot to remember, like those 26 passwords. You need Lumosity.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to a jam-packed Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday. Plenty of guests coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're going to catch up with Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network. He will fill us in on what their tour was like of all 12 Big Ten fall camps, and we'll talk with him. We'll also catch up with Cindy Wells from Grand Island. She's one of the executives that... A little disappointed that Grand Island couldn't keep up with the state high school volleyball tournament, and we'll get her thoughts on that. I think you've seen her comments already in the Independent, in some of the publications, and on TV last night. So we'll recap with her. Our high school football preview takes us to Giltner with the defending D2 state champions. Jeff Ashby will join us on the program today. And don't forget, at the end of the show, our last segment is with Luke Hoover of RotoWire and RotoWire.com. All of your fantasy football questions, get them in. I know there's a lot of drafts this weekend and a bunch more next week. So if you've got those fantasy football questions, you can email them to us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, and you can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. All of that. Wow. Many ways to get a hold of us. And, of course, the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Glad to have you along with us. I don't know how much we're going to have to get into the national stories today. Just one comment. I know I'm a Yankee hater, but Ichiro Suzuki's a Hall of Famer. That's a lot of hits. I don't care where you're at. That's a lot of hits, isn't it? Also, Cox Classic has teed off this morning going on in Omaha. It is the final event on the Web.com Tour. Brad Elder is 6-under through 11, 5-under for Joe Affronte and B.J. Stanton. Staten, excuse me, B.J. Staten. He's at 5-under as well. Everybody out on the course in the early wave today. And at 11:30, the Golf Channel will be live at Champions Run in Omaha. So we've got all that to take a look at and to pay attention to today. So there you go. Anything you want to chime in on, love to hear from you at 888-455-ESPN. Something that happened yesterday, and I don't know how big this is to the folks here in Nebraska anymore, and we've had him on the show before, and Mick Tinglehoff, Lexington Minuteman. Obviously, a lot of folks know who Mick is in the listening area, especially the old-time Husker fans out there, and then a Minnesota Vikings center. And there was a good article that was put out up in the Star Tribune about in Minneapolis, hoping that Tinglehoff would get selected by the senior committee. Mark Craig writing the article yesterday, but it didn't happen for Mick Tinglehoff, who has been, of course, out of pro football since 1978 was the last year that he played the Vikings, losing the NFC Divisional playoff game in Los Angeles to the Rams. In 84, he became eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And then, of course, if you're out for 25 years or more, you're up for the senior a vote. And it's just an interesting article about how his numbers compare to even the current guys, the modern era centers that are getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Tinglehoff is one of those guys that should be in and just hasn't been yet. And you hate to think that it'll happen maybe 20 years down the road when Mick is passed. So hopefully, and we're kind of following that story. Ray Guy, there's no doubt they picked two, punter Ray Guy and defensive end Claude Humphrey. They don't really make public how many guys' names and whose names are on this senior ballot to go into the Hall of Fame. Ray Guy should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I don't care if he was a punter. He was the best that ever was. And if you're the best that ever was at your position, you're a Hall of Famer, aren't you? The best of every other position is in the Hall of Fame. Why isn't Ray Guy? And then defensive end Claude Humphrey, who played for the Atlanta Falcons from 68 to 78 and just was a sack master. He finished his career with the Eagles 79 to 81, a five-time All-Pro and six-time Pro Bowl pick. So there you go. Those are the two guys. And then they'll go on the ballot with 15 modern-era candidates later this year. And then, of course, the day before the Super Bowl, they announce who's going in to the Hall of Fame. So Mick Tinglehoff, we've had him on the program, and it'd be cool to see him be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And from everything I've read, not getting really a chance to see Mick play, obviously, in college, but in the pros, he would have been playing when I was just a youngster. His numbers are there and deserve to have him in the Hall of Fame. Huskers back on the football field this afternoon. Huskers went twice yesterday, and we will be talking more about that. Coach is really kind of, for the first time that I can remember, talking about more individual players, I guess. You know, he's more than just saying, yeah, he's coming along fine. Yeah, we got depth there for that position. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And hopefully, you know, all of those positive vibes that are coming out of camp will come to fruition when the Huskers kick it off. Oh, my goodness. 9 days. Unbelievable. A week from Saturday. 9 days is what's going on there with the Huskers. So your thoughts. We've hit a few quick topics here. We'll take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question here. You can always go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Oh, I can't believe it. I thought I went with the outside pick yesterday. We've kind of been throwing out who you think is going to win each individual football conference this year and which team will win the Big 12 in the upcoming football season. I said I was going with a long shot in Oklahoma. Well, maybe that's, again, just Nebraskans voting, because 44% of you voted for Oklahoma, 31% Oklahoma State, 19% took Texas to win the Big 12 this season. Our Midtown Mart cooler question today: Ichiro Suzuki now has 4,000 career hits between Major League Baseball and Japan. Would Ichiro have broken Pete Rose's record of 4,256 hits if he had started in Major League Baseball in the States? Yes or no? That is a very interesting question, because 2,700 plus have happened here in the States with Seattle and the Yankees. A little over 1,200 have happened in Japan before he came over. Very interesting. Boy, would each row have broken the hits mark? Man, oh man. You know what? He's got 4,000 now, and with guys probably not have known who Ichiro was to begin with, I don't know. My gut, I guess, tells me, yes, he would have. He's going to hang around. He's 39, and the way he hits the ball, and Cowherd was talking about it today, yes, he's hit some home runs, but he's a slap hitter, and he's still pretty speedy for 39 years of age, and if the Yankees are any kind of good, then that's not the kind of guy they're really going to pitch around as a home run guy. So I would think Ichiro probably is going to stick around and do some good things here for the Yankees, and probably a guy that they could afford to trade to some team in a playoff race the next couple of years if the Yankees don't happen to be all that good. So that's our Midtown Mark Cooler question. You can vote on it anytime. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Got a full show lined up for you today. Don't forget to get those questions in for Luke Hoover, and we will get those fantasy football questions answered at the end of the program today. I think we've covered just about everything. I think we'll take a break. We'll take a time out. Be back with more after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local automotive store.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just...
You probably already dressed better than Belichick.
Best dressed and worst dressed, huh? Seriously.
ESPN. But can you manage a roster?
We're going to poll the coaches. We're going to poll the fans. We're going to poll the fourth graders. Barbers. We'll poll everybody.
Tell your players it's win this week or you're out on the street.
We just couldn't do anything better.
It's Fanatics Fantasy Football. Powered by ESPNSuperstation.com. Sign up now by logging on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Set your team each week. Prizes include gift cards and pizzas from Fanatics in downtown Carmel.
That's not your whole rookie signing bonus.
Check results on the Doug and Daddy Show. And just win, baby.
And I don't want to hear about what any of the situations are. You just play. Got it?
We'll see partly sunny skies today with some possible scattered showers and storms coming through and a bit of a gusty wind with a high of 87 degrees. And for tonight, a slight chance for spotty showers and storms. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Brad Rogers.
Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, anytime you want to have a good lunch, a good time, or an ice-cold beverage, Cunningham's in downtown Kearney, is the place to be. Gosh, they've had some great live entertainment this week. That's the beauty of what the gang does down there at Cunningham's. From Tuesday through Saturday during the great summer months out in the courtyard, there's some outstanding entertainment. Anywhere from maybe even a little big band earlier this week to some rock to some country to, of course, what we can get to most of the time is some great bands that can play a little bit of everything. And you can have some great food while you're out there. Enjoy your favorite beverages, some shrimp skewers. Oh, so good. Maybe some pizza to share with your friends. Of course, their menu is vast, and you can get brisket. You can get cheeseburgers, Juicy Lucy, the Juicy Jack. You can get bacon on them. You can get blue cheese on them. You can get a brisket even on your burger. So many great, great items. And a full menu at Cunningham's. And, of course, plenty of appetizers like the Journal Bites. Try the Husker Ribs. And we can't wait to be back at Cunningham's for our Husker Lunches starting on Wednesday, September the 4th. And if you want to stop in and watch your favorite sporting events anywhere, from the Cox Classic to the Barclays and a little golf to the Little League World Series to Major League Baseball to preseason football, and, of course, every Husker game on the big 10-foot projection screen. Brings you closer to the game than ever before at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft and Courtyard on the Bricks in downtown Kearney. Well, they're tired. They wanted to get off the bus. You can only be on a bus so long. They're rock stars. They are the crew from the Big Ten Network. Dave Revson joins us here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Dave, have you got all the laundry caught up?
I'm getting there, Doug. That was a big project for last night. So I'm close. I wouldn't say I'm totally done, but the end is in sight. Yeah.
Do more Nebraska media want to talk to you guys than anybody else, or do we just think that?
No, I would say it is probably. Yeah, I'd say it's probably the most in Nebraska. That is my. I mean, tough to say. There's a lot of Penn State, a lot of Ohio State, but Nebraska is certainly very high up in that conversation.
Dave Revson, Big Ten Network, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The entire bus trip started way back on August the 6th, and early on, you guys hit Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Michigan State, four straight stops, and then later in the trip on Monday, obviously, Nebraska, and then I guess if you throw Wisconsin, maybe Northwestern in there, there's quite a few teams that hope to make some noise. I guess the question, Dave, is did you learn anything different on the bus tour that you didn't already know at Media Days?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the big thing you learn, and it's hard to kind of articulate it with, you know, one or two sentences because it's everything. I mean, it's being able to go down the roster and watch guys get reps and get a feel for who each of these guys is and you know, what their talent level is. And, you know, I mean, it's the difference between reading about a movie and seeing the movie. You know, I mean, it's invaluable. I mean, I really can't even quantify it. I mean, we use it so much during the course of the year. It's like a touchstone for us. It's our reference point for the entire season.
Was there one thing that you and Jerry and Howard and Tom that you just opened your eyes and said, wow, I didn't know that?
You know, I think a lot of stuff kind of along the way jumps out at you. I think you really get a sense for recruiting. That's one of the things that always is illuminating, you know, Ohio State and Michigan, you kind of see on paper that, well, they're recruiting at a really high level. But, man, when you get there and you see some of these guys who are, you know, the difference between a five-star guy and a three-star guy, Doug, I mean, the three-star guy may end up being the better player. That happens quite often, as you know. But the difference is that the five-star guy usually looks ready to play when he gets there. And that's really what stood out. I mean, just physically, Ohio State and Michigan in particular, the recruiting classes really look good. But I think we're starting to see an uptick in recruiting throughout the league. I mean, you know, one team that jumped out to us where their talent level has really increased was Northwestern. That, you know, over these last couple of years, and particularly the class that came in this year, even though it's small, you just get this feeling of, wow, they are recruiting on a different plane than they used to. Not on the same plane as Ohio State and Michigan, but they're getting a little bit closer to that next plane in the Big Ten, which I think is the one that Nebraska's on.
We're talking with Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network. Don't forget, Husker fans, you can see their stop in Lincoln Saturday night, 7 o'clock Central Time on the BTN. Let's whet the appetite here of the Husker fans who are slobbering already because we're 9 days out. Some real good comments from following Twitter from what the guy said. Very impressed by Nebraska's O-line. Very impressed by a variety of things. What was the talk for you, Dave, coming out of Lincoln?
Yeah, I mean, I keep coming back to, Doug, I think the only way that they're going to be stopped on offense is if they stop themselves. I just think it's a really talented team. They have great wideouts. They have incredible running back depth. You mentioned the offensive line is very good. I kind of think it comes back to Taylor Martinez. It oversimplifies it to a certain extent, but you know, turnovers have been an issue for him. I mean, 16 fumbles last year was the most in the nation. You know, this is a team that turned it over 35 times. They just need to cut down on that. And if they can, I mean, you think about the fact that they turned it over that much and they were still in the top 30 in the nation in scoring offense. It tells you how good they are. And, you know, basically everyone's back. So offensively, I think they're going to be really good. You know, the defense is the question mark. You lose a lot of personnel, but it was personnel that didn't have a particularly good year. So perhaps that's a blessing. I'll tell you, physically, they look the part. But I also thought they looked the part physically last year as well. So, you know, that was a little bit more of a head-scratcher to figure out what went on there last season.
It seemed to me, so far through fall camp, that Coach Pelini hasn't been quite as much coach speak. Could you get that when you talked to him on Monday?
Yeah, he's always great with us. I mean, you know, I feel like he's shot straight with us. I'm, you know, kind of replaying in my mind what our conversation was. But, you know, he acknowledged that obviously they're going to have to get better. He and both he and John Papuchis just talked about kind of going back to basics defensively and really working on positioning and tackling and you know, all of the fundamentals. So, you know, we haven't really gotten much coach speak out of Bo. I mean, you know, look, he's not a guy who just answers you in long streaming sentences, but he's always been, you know, very forthright with us in his responses.
So many still not necessarily new, but there are so many coaches that have not been in this league for more than 3 years. Are some of those guys starting to get the handle of it? Can you tell that, like in Indiana or Penn State, obviously with Coach O'Brien, that they're learning the, I guess, quote, Big Ten way?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what that, you know, necessarily what that way is, because I think it's different with each school. But, I mean, I think for Indiana in particular, I think is getting much better, which, you know, I know that their fan base wanted to see. I think they're going to be a pretty good offensive team. I still think they're going to struggle to stop people. But, man, they've got a lot of weapons. They have three pretty good choices at quarterback. You know, they're very good at wide receiver. Their offensive line is better, although the injury to Dan Feeney really hurts. That came out, I think, earlier this week that he's out for the year, and he's a really good young lineman. They don't have a whole lot of depth, so Indiana's one of those programs that can't endure too many injuries. But, yeah, I would say Kevin Wilson, I mean, he has this thing headed in the right direction, no doubt. You know, O'Brien obviously had the great year last year. It was interesting to meet the new coaches and get a sense for how Gary Anderson and Daryl Hazel run their camp. So that was always illuminating. You know, there's just so much to be learned at every one of the stops.
Dave Revson with us here. What do you think about Kenny Bell's hair?
Oh, it's awesome. I'll say I love Kenny Bell. I mean, you want to talk about a neat kid. We had a great, great conversation with Kenny Bell. Yeah, he's got a great future on the field, obviously, but I could see him having a future in our business as well. I mean, really just an incredibly insightful kid. And the hair is, I mean, it's awe-inspiring. That's some big-time hair there. But he's got the play to back up the hair, and he's just a neat, neat guy.
Dave, just another minute with Dave Revson here, Big Ten Network. I guess a question that keeps coming up, what is the one thing that could possibly derail Ohio State? Obviously, the Big Ten wants to have a team play for a national championship here, and they're the best shot this year, so everybody should kind of root for them, but yet everybody wants to beat them. Do they have an Achilles heel?
Well, they're really young, Doug. I mean, they're young across the front of that defense, and I think that's hard to just replace. You know, I understand, and again, I come back to recruiting. The recruits are really impressive. I mean, you look at some of these guys. I mean, Noah Spence and Adolphus Washington and Tommy Shutt. I mean, guys who were freshmen last year who are just physically really, really impressive. I mean, they are ready to go. But I still think it's a challenge to go from really not playing or playing very sparingly. I mean, guys who had, you know, a handful of tackles, 10 tackles, dozen tackles, whatever it was, to being front and center on a national championship contending team. So I think that's troubling. I think two of their more challenging games come right off the top in the Big Ten with Wisconsin and going to Northwestern. So, you know, look, I think they're better than everyone on their schedule, but it's hard to go undefeated 2 years in a row. It really is.
Well, for everybody that's following you guys on Twitter, they all know about where you stopped and had food in Lincoln. But our co-hosts always want to know, what was the best meal you had on the bus tour? What was the best atmosphere when it's not game day?
The best meal that we had on the bus tour, I would say, was a place in Minneapolis called The Butcher and the Boar. It's a pretty hot new restaurant, and we went there with Coach Mason, and it was expensive, but man, it was really, really good. So I would say that was probably our best meal.
And finally, you're welcoming Eric Crouch to the BTN. Obviously, Husker fans of his. You got any advice for him as he embarks on this?
No, I think just be yourself. You know, we're thrilled to have Eric. I mean, someone of his stature. Of course, Matt Davison has done some work for us, too, over the past couple of years. But, you know, to have someone who has the knowledge of the game that Eric does, has the instant credibility of having been the quarterback in Nebraska, having won the Heisman Trophy, obviously. I mean, you know, just an amazing resume. So, no, I think quarterbacks in particular, I've always felt, make really good analysts because they see the game in a different way. I feel the same way in basketball with point guards. You know, I spent 5 or 6 years doing games with Doug Gottlieb, and he just saw the game differently than other people see it. And I think it's the same with quarterbacks. And, you know, Eric has just always struck me as an impressive guy. So I think he'll do a really nice job. I had a chance to see him when we were out there at practice, and I know he's really excited and ready to go.
You can follow Dave Revson on Twitter, at BTN, Dave Revson. Dave, anything new that the fans will see during the coverage of college football on the Big Ten Network?
Well, we're going 5 days a week with BTN Live on TV. That was a 2 simulcast and then 5 radio shows a week. So we went to 5 days a week. Sorry, we have a happy birthday celebration going on outside my door. I don't know if you can hear that. You got that there, Doug?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Yeah. I love it. We got to let you go eat some cake, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have some cake. So we got that 5 days a week. What else do we have? That's probably the biggest thing that's going to change this year in terms of the football. But we're excited about that. It's kind of a signature show for us. You know, it kind of merges what you do and what we do. I mean, I think that, you know, the kind of the radio show on TV seems to be a big wave for people. It's a less formal atmosphere. It's a little bit more fun and a little bit more freewheeling. And so we're really excited about the prospects of that. And, you know, just same thing, football Saturday, obviously, we're kind of wall-to-wall starting early in the morning and not leaving until every game's over, and we're excited.
Well, Dave, it's a pleasure to watch you guys do your work, and we sure appreciate any time you give us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great season, man.
All right, my pleasure, Doug, and give Daddy my best. I'm sorry he's under the weather.
We will. Go get some cake, will you?
All right, we'll do. Take care, man.
Dave Revson joining us here on the Big Ten Network, BTN, BTN.com. And, of course, you can follow him on Twitter, at BTN Dave Revson. So we want to thank him as they've went all over. And, of course, if you're watching the Big Ten Network, the places they've already been to, repeating. Tonight they will show Wisconsin. Last night it was Illinois. So tonight Wisconsin, tomorrow Minnesota, and then Nebraska will debut on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. But if you watch a BTN Network 425 on your charter, then you can see something new at 7 o'clock, and then they kind of repeat it overnight here during this cycle, any of the schools that they have been to. And 4 more to debut: Wisconsin tonight, Minnesota Friday, Nebraska Saturday, Iowa on Sunday. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to make a comment on anything that Dave and I just talked about, Big Ten football, Nebraska football, always comments out there about that. So pretty exciting. Hey, folks, don't forget, now's the time for the Labor Day mattress sale from Bruce Furniture. A Serta Perfect Sleeper Hot Buy for only $299. Or you can update to any iComfort or iSeries memory foam mattress and get a free matching box spring. Huge savings up to $1,000 on a Serta Power Adjustable Foundation. Plus, all delivery and setup in your home is absolutely free. Bruce Furniture has a Serta mattress on sale now that is just right for you. A Serta Perfect Sleeper, $299. Can't beat it. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, stop by and see them today for their Labor Day mattress savings at Bruce Furniture. Doug Duda with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, rolling along on this Thursday. Jeff Ashby of Giltner, Luke Hoover from RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. And again, want to thank Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network for our chat here this morning. Let's go down the road to Grand Island, and I'm almost worried that they're going to yank the state fair. They're not having a whole lot of momentum going right there, as the state volleyball tournament tournament goes back to Lincoln. Cindy Wells, gracious to join us here. Of course, Cindy takes care of all the Grand Island students, and we love seeing her referee some volleyball. Cindy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we love to see your smiling face on TV last night. Unfortunately, though, not as smiling as often. But I guess the first question is, I was under the impression, and I think a lot of the media was under the impression, that the vote was going to go the way it went yesterday. Were you surprised at all?
You know, I think what I was surprised about is I thought Grand Island, our community and businesses, really stepped up with the actual bid process. You know, we go to our businesses every year. We collect a lot of money, and I know that we gave a great bid with an additional $20,000 on top of the bid. And so when we left the meeting in May, you know what? We felt pretty good because it wasn't costing the NSAA hardly any expense to keep it in Grand Island, Nebraska.
Yesterday, Randy Bushcutter was my co-host. He knows a little bit about politicking, being on the city council here. Do you think politics was involved more than maybe the general public would know? Because people want to know what could have possibly happened between May and August that would have changed anybody's mind.
Yeah, and you know what? It was the two new arenas in Lincoln. And I'm sure, you know, the NSAA having their offices right there in Lincoln. And, you know, when, just like the mayor said, when they took this proposal to build the new Pinnacle, he had to get the community of Lincoln on board for this because of the cost. And I think the big thing was, you know what, we're going to bring the state championships back to Lincoln. We guarantee you we will fight to get those back to Lincoln. And they fought hard, and they got it back. But, you know, do I think there was some politics? Yeah, but 4 years ago when we got it here, Lincoln had no place for it to go. And so we were pretty fortunate, you know, to be able to get it. But I think our community, our volunteers, the people that have to travel all the way from Scotts Bluff to Lincoln and Omaha all the time, I think they really appreciated it, having it right in the middle of the state.
We're talking with Cindy Wells here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. She, Brian Gallagher, there's so many names out there that at least I know personally that worked so hard for years trying to get an event like this to Grand Island. Cindy, is there another state event that the city of Grand Island can go after, that the facilities would be able to host, that Grand Island could, I guess for lack of a better term, handle?
Oh, you bet. Our Heartland Event Center and our, you know, high schools here in Grand Island, plus our sports council and our community. I mean, we're not going to lay down on this. We're going to, you know, go back right at and try to bring something else in. And, you know, Doug, I'm going to tell you the truth. I think we're going to have to really watch, you know, in 3 years from now and see how the community of Lincoln handles a Saturday Nebraska football game and the high school state championships all in the same area in Lincoln, Nebraska. You know, you got to talk about parking, you got to talk about facilities, but, you know, that won't happen for 3 years because it's here next year, and then the Nebraska football team is away, you know, the first year, but the second year it's in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. I think that's really going to tell how is that going to affect when you have Husker football in town.
Yeah, I think that seemed to be the only kind of drawback that I even heard from folks in Lincoln, and we talked to Ron Powell from the Journal Star earlier this week before the vote took place, and he said that would obviously be one of the major concerns. So, Grant, you think, Cindy, you guys will bid again for volleyball?
Oh, boy, I hope so, because you know what? I think any state championship weekend for the coaches, the players, and the fans, they deserve to have that weekend just for them. They should not have to be competing against other activities that take place during that time. It should be a showcase just for them. And I really think that our sports council, I mean, we're going to sit back and we're going to watch. But we have to come back and meet. But Grand Island doesn't give up. We will keep fighting.
Well, we look forward to being back there again this November, and I hope to see your smiling face with a whistle again this year.
Oh, you sure will. Thank you so much.
and you know what the good news is, Cindy? Because they got such a late start planning, harvest will be a lot later this year, so Highway 30 shouldn't be quite as congested for the first month of the season.
That's right, and I'll make it to the Kearney area teams on time, won't I?
I didn't even bring that up.
That's right. But no, you know, volleyball's and officiating is a huge part of our family. And being with the NSAA is a big part of what our family has done. So you know what? And I know when you have two beautiful facilities, you know, built in Lincoln, you know, they want to showcase it too, and we understand that.
Well, Cindy, thanks for giving us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and congratulations on what has been done so far, and keep up the good work for the future.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you. Cindy Wells joining us here. Very, very big part of putting the bids together, the committees that go on in Grand Island and have for a lot of years. But we kind of talked about this yesterday, you know, the Veterans Home leaving Grand Island, the state volleyball tournament leaving Grand Island. They've brought in so many great things, though. They got the state fair that's underway. Grand Island has been kind of rotating through a lot of different events, and hopefully this doesn't smack them too bad. And again, Then you start talking about all the communities outside of Lincoln and Omaha. I mean, Kearney wants events. Grand Island wants events. Other communities want events. There's one thing about hosting an event like volleyball or basketball or wrestling, and there's another thing about hosting maybe a one-day event like cross-country or state duels or things like that. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our high school football preview with Jeff Ashby of Giltner. And don't forget, send us your fantasy football questions. Luke Hoover of RotoWire coming up in about 15 minutes.
It's here, the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance. Your best chance for our best deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup. We're talking an incredible $1,000 in rebates, plus low, low 2.99% financing on all models. Stop in today for our best deals on the industry's best machines for hunt, farm, trail, and sport. Rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on your pick of legendary sportsmen, powerful rangers, and razor-sharp razors. How great are the deals? Right now, you can ride off on a Sportsman 500 for less than $120 a month. Hurry to your local Polaris dealer today during the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance. Don't miss it. Offers valid in U.S. subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2014 models. Good through 9/30/13. See dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partly sunny skies today with some possible scattered showers and storms coming through and a bit of a gusty wind with a high of 87 degrees. And for tonight, a slight chance for spotty showers and storms. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Brad Rogers.
Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to get to your emails here about Husker football, fantasy football coming up. We're in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on this Thursday. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Just a couple of days left to like them on Facebook and get signed up for those Huskers season football tickets that they're drawing out over the weekend. 8 home games and a pair of Husker season tickets going out to one of their loyal followers on Facebook. And if you can look him up on Facebook, just type in Midway or go to thinkmidway.com. Type in Think Midway on Facebook or go to thinkmidway.com. While you're there, check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Kearney. It's time for today's high school football preview. And nothing better than bringing home a state championship. And that is what the Giltner Hornets did last year. Jeff Ashby joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, has the parade stopped finally?
Yeah, I think it's over with. Yeah, it's a new year.
Well, you know, ironically, last night as I'm scanning the television dials to watch sports, we had Jeff scheduled for a couple of days, but his smiling face was all over the television last night previewing Giltner Hornet football. And I guess let's start there, Jeffrey. You have to replace a record-setting quarterback. You have had some record-setting quarterbacks for quite some time, but maybe a little bit different this year.
Yeah, we've got a couple guys that are vying for the position between Ben Hendricks and Jared Hastings. They're both very capable of playing quarterback, but not much experience in varsity games and in tough situations and things like that. So, you know, we don't expect to duplicate what Jake Finley did last year, not throw an interception, things like that. I mean, that's pretty much unheard of. I don't know if anybody's ever done it. You know, throw almost 400 passes and not get one intercepted. So we don't expect that. But at the same time, you know, we expect to take care of the football, you know, whether it's throwing or running the football.
What have you done maybe specifically on offense as far as tweaking what you guys want to do, or you just change the percentage of play calls that you make?
Yeah, pretty much probably the percentage of play calls. Is what we'll end up doing. Kind of like Jake's first year, you know, we ran the ball more than we threw the ball. And then as he got more experience in his second year, we knew we could throw the ball, you know, a lot more. So this could be the case here too. So very capable. Ben Hendricks, you know, they both guys bring different aspects of the game. Ben's exceptionally fast and gives us probably more of an option type on offense and things that we can run there, and the scrambling ability is really good. So, and then Jared is, we've kind of been working at that quarterback position for a couple of years now, and then he went down with a back injury last year with a broken vertebrae, so he's been out and hasn't been able to throw all summer and things like that, and he just got back about a couple of weeks ago, so trying to get him back into the swing of things. So, But either way, you know, one of them is going to be somewhere on the field, whether it's a quarterback or some other position. But either way, both those guys got to help us win football games and get the ball in their hands.
We're talking with Jeff Ashby, head coach of the Giltner Hornets state championship. Does that make things feel different in fall camp this year, Jeff, or even the camps you went to over the summer because you have finally reached the mountaintop?
Well, it's just, it's been different because we've gone into camp and have thrown the football, and we know, you know, when you're used to completing a lot of passes and now you're not, you know, we got a lot of work to do. So our running game, you know, we expect to have a really good running game. We have Garrett Poppin back as a senior, and, you know, he's 6'215" right now and just solid muscle and got some speed and agility. So we expect him to be the workhorse for us, you know, running the football. No matter who the quarterback is. So, you know, we're going to rely on him. And Justin Joyce is our returning starting lineman that we have. So we have 5 positions that we have to fill on offense and defense. So we just got to figure out who's going to fill those positions. But that's kind of been the exciting part in camp so far is we've got some good guys, good young guys, and they're all wanting that starting position. So it's as coaches, it's been fun to watch those guys in practice compete.
Take me a little bit more on that defensive side of the ball, because as you have said, everybody wanted to focus on the offense, but the defense has done their job too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to move Garrett Poppin from defensive end to linebacker. You know, he's always been a linebacker, but we just needed him up on the defensive line to help us. But we think we got some guys that are going to take over that position. So it allows us to get his speed back there at linebacker. So he and Ben Hendricks will be our 2 inside linebackers. Ben's a returning starter there at linebacker. So, yeah, we've got a lot of speed on the defensive side of the ball, so we can fly to the football. And so if we can get the three guys up front to, you know, do their job and their techniques really well, I expect to have a really, really good defense.
Another minute here with Jeff Ashby of the Giltner Hornets. Maybe the toughest contest that you have is on opening night, which this year I suppose you'd like to have a little bit softer opener, but Bruning Davenport Shickley rolls into your place a week from Friday, or 2 weeks from Friday, excuse me.
Yeah, same as last year. You know, they're kind of like us. You know, they got only a couple, three seniors on the football team, and the rest are pretty young, so they're replacing guys like we are, but they're kind of similar situations. They got athletic kids, just trying to fight getting their guys up to speed. They'll get a game under their belt, you know, a week before we do. We have that bye week, the first week zero. So we'll just have to see what they're doing and how they tweak their offense and defense according to the personnel that they have. But, yeah, we expect that, you know, they're in our conference, so we see them in every sport anyway. And they're very competitive. They've got state championships, so they've got a lot of tradition down there. So, it's going to be a tough opening night for us.
And finally, Jeff, just a little more on your schedule. Kennesaw was a great battle for you for about three quarters last year. And you're probably not in the toughest district in the state, but how do you see the teams changing in that district?
Yeah, probably similar. I expect Fullerton to be pretty good. They were pretty young last year, but I tell you what, they were very tough out on the football field. You know, they didn't lay down or anything like that. They played hard till the end and made us work for our scores. You know, the score got out of hand there late, but I mean, they made us work for it throughout the game, so it wasn't just right off the bat and then cruise. So we expect them to be a very good team in our conference, and then the rest of them, you know, young and getting a little bit better, but it's probably going to work itself out. But like last year.
Jeff, last question I have for you before we let you go here. When you're dealing in D1 and D2, sometimes the numbers just aren't going to be there. I know a lot of fans want to know when the dynasties are going to run out of town. How are the classes? How are the kids, freshmen, 8th grade, 7th grade? Are you still going to have plenty of kids here to work with over the upcoming 4, 5, 6 years?
Yeah, I think we're pretty steady. I think our principal said we gained like 20-some students over the summer. So I think we're pretty good. And our junior high kids are doing well. We have 12 boys in junior high, and 11 of them are out for football. So as long as we can keep those guys going, and we're sprinkled out throughout the elementary. So I think we'll stay steady pretty good here for a while.
All right, Jeffrey, we'll let you get back to the day. Keep up the great work over there at Giltner, and can't wait to see you guys back on the field this fall.
Okay, well, thanks for having me.
Take care. Jeff Ashby with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, and we'll have some Giltner football for you as the season progresses on the Breeze 94.5 FM and our Platte River Radio network of stations. Don't forget, the Kearney Catholic four-person golf scramble is coming up Friday, September 6th at the Kearney Country Club, and 11 o'clock registration. Tee time is at 12 noon for 18 holes of golf. They'll have you out of there in plenty of time for your Friday night football that night. Kearney Catholic happens to be at home, same way with Kearney High. So if you want to compete and be part of that, you can go to kearneycatholic.org. All the information is right there for you. We'll take a break. And Luke Hoover, RotoWire, fantasy football questions next.
For four big days at Gary Michaels Clothiers, get 50% off the entire stock of the current season's men's and ladies' wear. Wednesday through Saturday, save 50% on suits, sports coats, sportswear, shoes, dress shirts, neckwear, and trousers. It's all from the very best like Hart, Schaffner & Marks, Jack Victor, Calvin Klein, Cutter & Buck, St. Croix, Enro, Forsyth, Tommy Bahama, and many more. Plus, you can get half off select Brighton jewelry. It's Wednesday through Saturday only at Gary Michaels Clothiers of downtown Hastings.
The $4 lunch with a sub and a drink. It's the $4 lunch anytime, all day. Made the way you say, get the $4 lunch at Subway.
Lunchtime is now anytime with the new Subway $4 lunch. All day, every day, you can enjoy plenty of your favorite 6-inch subs like the spicy Italian, plus a 21-ounce drink. That's the $4 lunch all day long.
At Subway.
Prices and participation in error. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. Two stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
Now's the perfect time to fertilize your lawn to protect and strengthen it for fall. Hurry into Lowe's for everything you need to prep your yard for the change in seasons. Get Scott's Turf Builder and Winter Guard Fertilizer, one to use now and one to use later, and save 20% on both. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid 8/15 through 9/30. Selection varies by store. Must purchase one of each participating item of the same size. See store for details.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
We'll see partly sunny skies today with some possible scattered showers and storms coming through and a bit of a gusty wind with a high of 87 degrees. And for tonight, a slight chance for spotty showers and storms. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Brad Rogers.
Right now, it's 75.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Doug and Daddy Show, burns, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Rolling along on this jam-packed Thursday. Heads up for Friday's show. Jim Langens in as my co-host. Our high school football preview will continue tomorrow. Drew Sharp of the Detroit Free Press is going to join us. He's one of the Associated Press voters who only has Ohio State and Northwestern out of the Big Ten in his top 25 in Detroit. Didn't rank Michigan, didn't rank Michigan State. That's outside the fact that he didn't rank Nebraska like seven others. But we'll talk to him and what it's like voting in the AP. Also tomorrow, Brian Munson, Big Red Report with the latest recruiting news. Got a question here via the email. Has there been any word of Taylor Martinez using a different football that's not so slick this year to cut down on his fumbles? And I've been trying to check that out for you, but have not come across the answer, and hopefully maybe tomorrow I'll have that answer. So save that, Jeffrey. I have not heard of that. I have not heard of that. Our fantasy football report is brought to you today and every Thursday by Fanatics, your fantasy football headquarters, with 23 high-definition televisions, including two giant HD projection TVs, free Wi-Fi to follow your fantasy football teams, and during every Husker football game, don't miss all the all-you-can-eat tailgate buffet, a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that'll make you stand up and cheer, and the Bullpen Beer Garden opening soon. Fanatics, a block north of the railroad tracks, on the brick, Central Avenue in Kearney. Luke Hoover's with us. Luke, what's going on?
Not a lot, guys. Just ready for the season to begin here.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, a lot of folks are going to get crazy here over the next, obviously, weekend. I've got three drafts in four nights starting on September 1st, so I've got a little more time to prepare. But let me start with this Colin Kaepernick thing that is all over the place after Mort called him. Was it Mort that called him or Jaws? One of the two guys.
It was Jaws.
Yeah, Jaws said he could be, you know, he's already calling him basically a Hall of Famer. Okay, where does Colin Kaepernick come off the board? There are so many different values out there, whether you score a quarterback six or four, whether it's a PPR. I'm in a league where you score double points if you rush it in. You know, if you're the running back and you catch one, it's double points. If you're the quarterback and you run it in, it's double points. Where is Colin Kaepernick on the board now? Is he really all that?
Well, I mean, like you were bringing up, it can definitely depend on your league scoring format. You know, if he's going to get extra points for rushing touchdowns, you have to give him an upgrade because that's, you know, kind of where his bread and butter is. I think this year in particular with Michael Crabtree hurt, you know, I wrote, this was back in the spring, but I wrote that he would be a bust this season in the RotoWire magazine. And I felt that way because of the Crabtree injury. I just don't see how the passing numbers are going to be there when there's so many question marks at wide receiver. Now, he's certainly talented enough, you know, that he could raise the level of his receivers and make some of these guys that we don't really know much about into good players. So Jaws isn't, you know, terribly far off from a talent standpoint, but I definitely feel like he's going to get overdrafted because of all the hype surrounding him, because, you know, we know that the tools are there, the natural ability. But it's a really deep position this year. I think he's going to come off the board in a lot of leagues, somewhere in the range of like 6 to 8 at the quarterback position. And for my taste, that's just a little too high. I kind of would slot him somewhere in the 10 to 12 range. So he's still, you know, probably a starter in most leagues, most formats. But, you know, again, he's one of those guys where I think you could, if you have a strong backup, you're going to have a tough time deciding who to play each week. just because the passing numbers won't be consistent.
Luke, let's take it a step farther here with these quarterbacks, and you can fill me in if I forget somebody, but these second-year guys with Kaepernick, with Russell Wilson, with Andrew Luck, they're even talking about Tannehill from Miami today. Are any of those a guy that you would want as your starting fantasy quarterback, and is there somebody I'm forgetting? How would you rank those four?
Well, personally, I prefer to get one of those guys you're very confident can be a top 3 to 5 quarterback week in, week out. So I'm targeting the absolute elite guys, the Aaron Rodgers, the Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and I put Matt Ryan maybe just a slight tier below those guys. But if I wanted to stock running backs and maybe get an elite receiver or two, I feel pretty confident going into the year with Andrew Luck as my starting quarterback. I mean, the guy has all the skills from a talent standpoint, big arm, reads the field very well. The only concern I would have with Andrew Luck is that he has a little bit of a lack of depth at receiver, so his top 3 receivers are very strong. But after that, if there's an injury, he might not have as many weapons. He also is having a new offensive coordinator come in, so that could create a few less passing opportunities if they elect to run the ball a little more with Ahmad Bradshaw on there. Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck to me are neck and neck. I'd put them ahead of Kaepernick, and you have to also remember Robert Griffin. It's hard to say, if he's back week one, you upgrade him, but they're not going to announce that likely anytime soon. So I'd go into the draft anticipating you're going to miss a game or two, at least with Griffin. And, the talent is all there, but again, coming off the injury, you don't quite know how he'll produce.
Yeah, can't forget RG3. Thanks, Luke. Luke Hoover of RotoWire, rotowire.com, with us every Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you've got a question, be sure to email or Facebook it or tweet it to us. Let's go to Kevin, who says, I can keep either Roddy White or Randall Cobb. What do you think?
Well, it kind of depends on the scoring format. I will say I think Roddy White is going to be a safer keeper, but with Julio Jones across from him, I'm not sure if he has quite the same ceiling that Randall Cobb does. But you want 1,200 yards and like 7 or 8 touchdowns, Roddy White's your guy. If it's a PPR format, I also probably prefer Roddy a little bit. He's a little healthier at the moment. I know he's got an ankle issue. Cobb has the bicep issue. So both of them might be entering the season a little dinged up.
This comes from Andrew. Can I get an evaluation of these 3 wide receivers? Andrew says he has Greg Jennings as a starter, Brian Hartline, and Chris Givens on his bench.
I look at those 3 receivers, and I think Chris Givens will probably outproduce the other 2 for this year. I like Jennings because he's a steady target for Christian Ponder, but I just really don't feel strongly about Ponder. I mean, not a very good downfield quarterback. Jennings could be a good possession guy for them this year and might be solid in PPR formats, but they also don't throw it very much in Minnesota, obviously, with AP there. Brian Hartline is probably the number 2 to Mike Wallace this year. He's not going to have another 1,000-yard season. At least I don't project that. But, he could be solid. But he's going to be an inconsistent player because you don't know how Ryan Tannehill will do. I like Chris Givens. He's got all the speed. He's going to be the number 1 there in St. Louis.
Let's go to Mark here, who says, I'm in a $100 auction league. Keepers were allowed, and I have Trent Richardson and Jordy Nelson. Most quarterbacks are gone, and it's a 6-point passing league. Only quarterbacks left are Brady and Romo. Do I spend on them, go after a second running back, or save for the many $8 to $10 valued wide receivers still available? That's a lot of questions.
You know what? If he doesn't have a quarterback yet, I'd feel like I needed to go get one of those 2 guys. It's almost a coin flip between them, but I would still give the edge to Brady. I like Romo. I think the yardage will be there. But I actually did write about Brady as a bust. But his rookie receivers are looking to be coming along pretty quickly, Kendrell Tompkins and Aaron Dobson. It sounds like he'll get Gronk back possibly in September at the latest, maybe early October. So I definitely think Brady's going to get the job done, even with the unknown weapons.
Talking with Luke Hoover here of RotoWire and RotoWire.com. You can always send us your questions for Luke. Any significant injuries that are – Le'Veon Bell's name is up there. He wasn't going to necessarily be the starter. If you're running into your draft tonight or tomorrow and haven't paid attention to the injury wire, are there a couple names out there you need to stay away from?
You don't necessarily need to stay away entirely, but I would definitely downgrade a couple wide receivers. I've downgraded on my board Victor Cruz because of the foot issue that he had come up this last week. It sounds like he still might be ready by week 1, But with wide receivers, running backs in particular, those two positions, you know, foot injury, it can reoccur, it can linger, and it can be really difficult, you know, because it creates pain when they're trying to cut, you know, when they're trying to plant, and they don't maybe have the same burst that they normally would. You know, a guy like Cruz is, you know, very quick, but he has to come in and out of his breaks quickly, and that foot issue could create problems for him. Again, another guy with the foot issue, Marcus Colston in New Orleans, he has yet to play in a preseason game. It sounds like he probably won't, so I've downgraded him a little bit. And another name that, like like Le'Veon Bell, it sounds like he might be on a pup list. John Stewart in Carolina, got to downgrade him quite a bit because it doesn't look like you're going to have him for the first 6 weeks of the season.
We kind of touched on this last week, but Dave and Carney wants to know where the cutoff is in drafting a running back. Everybody, I think, I think he's talking about, you know, are there 8 running backs, 5 running backs, 10 running backs? I know we talked about that a little bit last week.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends, again, on scoring format. You always have to pay really close attention to that, because if the scoring format, you know, is weighted towards running backs, I'm going to draft a lot of them. And even in a PPR format, if I feel confident with the receivers that I can get, you know, you want to get those running backs that are going to catch a lot of balls, and you can look for some of those backups, you know, in later rounds, you know, guys that come in on third down and will catch passes, possibly Jacquizz Rodgers in Atlanta. I think Stephon Taylor in Arizona might wind up as the third down back. He's a very good pass protector, good receiver out of the backfield, names like that. But I, believe it or not, I actually drafted 9 running backs in one league and only 5 wide receivers. I believe the receiver position's really deep. You can find more of them on free agency and on the waiver wire than you're going to be able to do with running backs.
And Luke, last question. Jamie has tweeted us here. Who is the top player to draft in a league where every touchdown is worth 6 points, whether you're passing, receiving, or rushing? Who's the number one pick in a league like that?
The number one pick is Phil Adrian Peterson in every format. I would upgrade quarterbacks. That's about as good an answer as I can give you. Like, I would put Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers up into that possibly top 10, and I would draft them within the first 15 picks.
All right, Luke, we appreciate the time. We'll do it again next week. Thanks so much. And folks, go to rotowire.com for the very latest. Luke, have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. That's our fantasy football report brought to you by Fanatics. Fanatics guarantees that every NFL game is on at least one television. Join the Fanatics at Fanatics for every NFL or major college football game all season. And don't forget to sign up for the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Fanatics Fantasy Football banner, log in, and get signed up. Weekly winners and a grand prize winner at the end of the year. The Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge at ESPNSuperstation.com. Thanks to Luke Hoover of RotoWire, our high school football preview with Jeff Ashby of Giltner, Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network, and thanks to Cindy Wells, Grand Island, talking about the change from Grand Island back to Lincoln for the state volleyball tournament. Jim Langens, my co-host tomorrow, Brian Munson talking Husker football, Drew Sharp from the Detroit Free Press, and a whole lot more. See you then, folks.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.